the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Each year, the United States recognizes February as African American Heritage Month. But to learn more about the culture is important for anyone, any day. Today, I have Dr. Angela Hornsby Gutting, Associate Professor of History at Missouri State University, as my guest. She is here to dispel some of the myths about the culture and share some of her research and lesser-known facts.
Race actually isn't about biology as much as it is about something that's constructed. And it's constructed with this purpose that people in elite power or even non-elites, they're using race as a means of trying to obtain something, trying to gain a particular edge. And the other thing that I really want them to know from the outset is that even though a lot of the African-American experience is pretty bad, there's slavery, and then there's the process of trying to realize freedom. And there's difficulties with that because there's so much resistance. So there's racial violence. And so a lot of students think, well, if we really want to define what African-American history is, it's a history that primarily is all about oppression, subjugation, and violence. And so another thing that I try to eliminate is just the assumption that the primary definer of African-American history and life is all about oppression and subjugation.
Historians like to use personal accounts to tell the story and move throughout history.
My primary research agenda is the Jim Crow era. That is that period wherein legalized segregation is the rule of the day. To try to discount this notion of African-Americans' whole experience being primarily defined by oppression and victimization, I'll bring in a primary source that challenges that assumption. And in this case, what I'll use is a narrative that talks about the life of Mamie Garvin Fields. And Karen Fields, that's her grandmother. And so she talks about her grandmother's life in Charleston, South Carolina. For her grandmother, Jim Crow played like a background Muzak machine. But the important part is it was a Muzak machine that was unlistened to. She says that her grandmother continued her life, even though the Muzak machine of Jim Crow brayed on in the background, that she and her husband, quote unquote, went purposefully in and out the front door of their life. They didn't let that dominate who they were and how they lived.
Hornsby Gutting teaches African American history at Missouri State University, educating students about the experiences of Americans of African descent, their heritage, contributions in institutions, slavery, struggles for racial justice, protest organizations, and philosophies. She explains.
One of the primary objectives that I want to do in both halves of the survey, whether it's pre-emancipation or post, is this idea of freedom. And what that means, and how even within the community of African Americans, there are disparate notions about what freedom should be in terms of how it's actualized, how it's realized among African Americans. And the other important thing that I really want to impress is that one of the primary objectives of African Americans, regardless of what time frame it is this idea of citizenship. How do you get it? And once they gain that label, how do they keep it? And the other thing I want to impress is just how diverse African Americans are unto themselves. Because at the end of the day, they're not homogenous. They don't all think the same way or act in the same type of manner. There's a lot of intra-racial diversity in terms of how they go about strategizing for race advancement. That too assumes a whole lot of different types of ideas.
Currently, Hornsby Gutting is working on her second book, a biography.
And my second book that I'm really excited about is a biography of this woman, Nanny Helen Burroughs. She's a race activist. She was very well known during her day. She's not well known now. This was a woman who was involved in multiple organizations, including founding and heading a school for women and girls in Washington, D.C. She did that for six decades. It's going to be called, We Specialize in the Holy Impossible. That was the motto of the school that she ran.
That was Dr. Angela Hornsby Gutting, Associate Professor of History at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson with the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.